that so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Recently, I had a private message sent to me through The Mark White Show, and it was from Caitlin Bryant. The way The Mark White Show works is when I hear a story, hear an issue, hear an effort, I just try to jump in and take action. I know that there are people out there who need something. If there's something that I can do to try to help through this show, I want to do it. And it really puts a fire under me to try to find ways to make a difference in these people's lives. Caitlin reached out to me about her sister, her baby sister, who's Abby Jones, and Abby is 13 years old. She has epidermolysis bullosa, but more importantly, she's a teenager right now, and she needs to know that people care and that they want to be with her and want to get to know her as a person. I wanted to try to help Caitlin for her sister and reach out to this family. And right now I have Caitlin Bryant on the line, and I also have Valerie Jones on the line as well. Valerie is Abby's mom and Caitlin's mom as well. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Caitlin and Valerie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, for having us on.
Glad to have you both. And you all are in Hamilton, Alabama.
Yes.
Valerie, if you would share Abby's epidermolysis bullosa, we're going to call it EB from here on out. Story, Valerie.
Abby was my third child. Everything went fine throughout my pregnancy. We were scheduled for a C-section just because I'd had one before. But when she was born, the doctors noticed something was wrong. They knocked me out, so I didn't know anything for 4 hours. But she was missing skin on her legs and feet, and ended up losing some on her hands and face as well. The pediatrician where she was born apparently recognized what this was and called a dermatologist in Birmingham. She was sent to Princeton, where she stayed in the NICU for 17 days. And then came home not because they were ready for her to come home, but because of other issues with more serious kids. I knew absolutely nothing. Nobody knew absolutely anything about EB at the time. My mother-in-law got on the internet and found what she could. The nurses at the hospital asked me to share that information with them. I was fortunate to meet a nurse at Princeton, which is, I think, why God sent us there, whose daughter was 18 months old with the same thing. And then I was fortunate to meet a cousin that I didn't know before, who also had EB and has since passed away. At this point, we've just been fortunate throughout the years to meet people, have experiences that we wouldn't have. EB's terrible. There's nothing else you can say. It's terrible. But what it's led us to has been a lot of good.
The comments from people on the post about Abby, just inspiring. She sounds like such a wonderful young lady who means so much to so many. It's incredible. The messages, the comments that I have read so far about Abby, they're all saying the same thing, how wonderful a person she is.
Her dad has always told her when she would have her moments of why me, that when she was born, she kind of brought our church and our community a little more together. And I've always told her that everybody she meets leaves with a smile on their face. She's really an amazing kid. Yeah, she has terrible days and you know, terrible times throughout this. But once it's over with, she's smiling again. She's an encourager. She encourages me all the time. She loves to tell people the good stuff about themselves, you know, what she sees. She has an amazing personality.
Now, Caitlin, I know you're close by and you wanted Valerie to talk the most, but share your experience of Abby and what you think about her as your younger sister.
Sorry, I'm sitting here trying not to cry already. You know, as siblings, we fight, we argue. I don't like you today, but I'll love you in 20 seconds. But Abby's shown me a lot of not only how strong I can be for her, but how strong she is. Like Mom said, she's brought a lot of people together. We've met people that we never would have known had it not been for EB. Got to do a lot of things and go a lot of places that we wouldn't have been able to do and go, you know, without her having EB. And I'm not going to say it's a blessing in disguise, because I don't know that I'd call it a blessing at all, but it brought, you know, like Mom said, our church and our community, but I feel like it also brought our family closer together. So.
Isn't that amazing what one person can do?
It is.
And it wasn't something you even imagined, Valerie, when you had this little girl as your third child and no expectation of anything like this, but it happened. We live with whatever we're born with. And we either use it as a tool for good, or we get inside ourselves in our own minds and we don't make the impact that we could with our lives.
One of the best things that I've read before, and it, I can't remember what it's called, but it's, you know, when you're pregnant, it's like you're planning a trip to a fabulous location and you get on the plane expecting to end up in this location. And you end up somewhere else that you didn't expect to be. You could be angry. You could be mad, which we have been. But ultimately, you have to see where you are in a positive way. Make the best of what you've been given. and learn that everything's not all about what you expected. Sometimes what you don't expect can be better.
Exactly. Caitlin, Valerie, if you'll stick with me, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how listeners can help encourage Abby right now. I know we have a card drive that we have just kicked off, and there are other ways that I believe that people can also help to encourage Abby. Will you both stick with me?
Yes.
Folks, right now we're talking with Caitlin Bryant and Valerie Jones. Valerie is a mom to Abby, and Caitlin is a sister to Abby, an older sister to Abby. Abby's 13 years old, and she has epidermolysis bullosa. This has been an ongoing battle from birth. She's 13 years old, and what this does is it causes blistering, breaks in the skin, and she has to stay wrapped up, very similar to what you would see with a burn patient. We're doing what we can right now through the Mark White Show. Caitlin reached out to me, and I appreciate that so much. And as I told her before this interview started, it has started a chain reaction. I will have Ethan Fox on the Mark White Show later in the week, and we're going to be recognizing some other people when it comes to EB. But I hope you'll stick with me, and we're going to talk about how you can encourage Abby during this time as she moves forward in this journey. You are listening to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine.
of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, we are focused on a 13-year-old in Hamilton, Alabama. Her name is Abby Jones, and she was affected by epidermolysis bullosa from birth. Caitlin Bryant reached out to me about her sister and the situation that Abby is in, and I wanted to do what I could to encourage Abby through the Mark White Show. We have some things that we're planning to try to be an encouragement to her because I know that she's a bright spot in so many people's lives. I have read the comments after my post about the card drive that we currently have. What a special young lady. I have Caitlin Bryant and Valerie Jones on the line right now. Valerie is Abby's mom and Caitlin is Abby's sister. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Caitlin and Valerie.
Thank you, Mark.
So we were talking about Abby's situation from birth, what this experience has been like. You talked about the fact that she is a sunshine to people in their life. And of course, like anyone, she has her down days, but at the end of it all, she's still smiling. We wanted to continue to encourage her to have that smile on her face, to find the joy in life, and to continue to encourage others. And we've started a card drive. And Caitlin, you messaged me. We were brainstorming, trying to figure out what we could do. And we've got a couple of things that we're trying to organize and do as we move forward for Abby. Tell people about this card drive that's now underway.
So Abby has always been one that she loves surprises. She loves getting little things in the mail. It doesn't matter if it's a card, a little keychain, whatever it is, she loves it. So any cards that, you want to just put, I'm thinking about you, or just an encouraging little message inside the card, just to make her day. Being a teenager is hard, and just getting something that'll make you smile, I feel like makes your whole day better.
I think that's great. Now, Valerie, when it comes to friends, I know that there are quite a few people who are close to Abby. Talk about her circle of friends and the people she is connected with.
I would have to say that her very, very best friend, and this is going to be a little odd, is her aide at school, Karen Underwood. This woman is family to us now. She has been amazing with Abby. We love her, and she takes care of her the very best she can during the time she's with her. Abby also has a friend her age that they've been friends since, first or second grade. And this friend has always been Abby's protector. She would be there with her, help her do things. At football games, she would help her down the bleachers and, watch out for her while there was other people around so she didn't get bumped. And this little girl, too, has had some challenges in her life. She had brain surgery at age 3. So, I guess they kind of hit it off because of that. Abby has lots of friends who are in the band with her because she's in band now. She hopefully will get to March this year. And then we've got all of our EB friends online. Sometimes we get to see them in person, but typically they're just online at this point. Some of them have also become family.
When we think about COVID and how it's affected people, we don't necessarily think about those individual people. We think about it as a massive group of people. But if we think about how this has affected us as individuals, and as you say, we hope that she's able to get out there on the field, because I know that obviously that means something to her.
It does. Her brother is also in the band. She has a 15-year-old brother. Caitlin was in the band when she was in school, and I was too. So, and her dad's was a football player. So the fall is a big thing for us. You know, it's where we spend all of our time. Football games, you know, competitions, everything related to marching band at this point is our life in the fall. So, you know, we're looking forward to something happening this year. It's kind of got me down. The kids haven't said very much about it yet, but I think they're a little worried about it as well.
Oh, I'm sure they are. One of the things that I heard you talk about was this friend who tries to watch Abby from getting bumped. Would you explain to listeners what happens if Abby were to get bumped and, say, fall to the ground?
Just getting bumped into could possibly tear her skin just completely off. She has fallen before, and, you know, when you fall, you put your hands out to catch yourself. That's just a reflex. She's done that. The palms of her hands have been just one big bloody blister before because of that. When she was very little, her brother accidentally stepped on her hand. It caused a thing called degloving, which is the skin was completely pulled in one big piece.
Yes.
Off of her hand. I know this is not the happiest thing to think about, and, you know, some people get a little squeamish about it, but
it's your reality, so I wanted you to be able to share that. We have the things that happen to us in life that are challenges, and one of the things that I wanted to do this week in particular, once Caitlin reached out to me, was to focus on families with EB. I think that's a good thing. Caitlin's main objective initially was to bring awareness to EB and then also encourage Abby at the same time. And I'll be talking later in the week to Ethan Fox and his mom, and I know that you met them at a conference several years ago, and I know that the relationship between your families is a good connection, as you mentioned, the EB families.
They're some of our best friends. No, they're not friends, they're family. And the way we met was absolutely hilarious. But... well, I'll just, Katie, Ethan's mom, also has EB. And 2 weeks before I met her, she had to have her leg amputated because she had melanoma. 2 weeks after she had her leg amputated, her and her family drove from Michigan to Florida for this EB conference. And I looked at her the first time I met her and I said, "You're crazy." And we've been best friends ever since.
That's what it took, huh? Everybody needs that crazy friend. I guess that's it's like that meme. I've seen that one crazy friend.
Yeah.
She is definitely the crazy friend in that relationship.
I better buckle up for that conversation then, huh?
Oh, absolutely. She has no filter. But
I do.
She's from Michigan. She's from Michigan, and
that's
she
funny.
Just says what she says what she thinks, and she doesn't care. And I mean, that's a good attitude, I guess, to have sometimes.
Yeah.
When it comes to stuff like this, especially. But I mean, yeah, we do try to bring awareness as much as we possibly can, because most doctors have never heard of this.
Okay.
Much less seen it. They might have had a little blurb in medical school about it, but generally you don't find a doctor that has any idea what ED is.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing. Yeah. And 13 years ago, when Abby was born, there was no medical research whatsoever going on. Now we have millions of dollars worth of research going on. There's a lot of great treatments in the works, and we have hopes that there will be a cure. Within her lifetime, we think that we're going to get there. We've been fortunate to have some very large celebrities come on board and be a part of fundraising and awareness for us. And that's really helped our cause, obviously. You know, I always used to say, you know, every October you hear all about breast cancer. And that's always been a thing for as long as I can remember. But there was a time before that when nobody talked about it. There was no research about it. It takes money to do research. And the doctors that are doing this research are saying now that money is our only obstacle to a cure. We do everything we can to make sure everybody knows about it.
Name some of the celebrities who have helped through this process to help raise funds.
Eddie and Jill Vedder actually started an organization solely dedicated to raising funds for research, and they have raised millions of dollars at this point. Courtney Cox, who is actually from Alabama, everybody knows her from Friends, became involved because she had a manager whose child also had EB. So she's been involved. The cast of The Big Bang Theory, specifically Kaley Cuoco, has been very involved. And there's been lots of different people, and I don't even know half of them probably. Those are some major ones that that have really stepped up and helped with raising money for this disease to be cured.
That's great, and it is good to have people like that step up. And you know, when the name recognition is out there, that they have a unique opportunity to raise funds. So I think that we've found some good people to talk about this subject, and I hope, Caitlin, that this is moving in the direction that you hoped it would when you reached out to me.
Oh, yes, it's that and much more, honestly.
I'll have a guest later on, Sylvia Corradine, and she is an author of several books now that are helping to bring awareness to EB, and you can follow Butterfly Child, A Mother's Journey on Facebook. You can also follow Sylvia Corradine on Facebook as well. Find her page as an author.
Yeah, Sylvia is an amazing person. She's Italian. I'll just tell you that now. Her son Nikki is pretty amazing too. I've met them several times, and she actually has 3 books, I think, that she's written. I've read them all.
And I'm looking forward to talking to more people throughout the week to help bring awareness to EB. I know that you've got a couple of calls that are going to be coming to Abby, and I hope that that makes her day. Looking forward to the things that we can do together. Again, we're in the middle of a card drive, and I want people who are listening right now to consider sending this 13-year-old girl a card, acknowledging her and letting her know that you care, and then encouraging her, inspiring her to continue to have that smiling face and make a difference in the lives of others around her, because I know talking to Caitlin right now and Valerie, she has made a huge impact on their life. Although this is such a tragic disease to have, it has changed their lives, I would say for the better, because of the light that Abby shines around them. Would you agree with that, Caitlin and Valerie?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
So, Caitlin, one more time, give the address out for people who are listening if they want to mail a card, send a letter, send a small gift to Abby.
Anybody that wants to send anything, they can send it to 229 Sweet Gum Street, Hamilton, Alabama, 35570.
Folks, we've been talking to Caitlin Bryant and Valerie Jones.
Caitlin is a sister to Abby Jones, who is 13 years old, and Valerie is a mother to Abby and Caitlin. Abby suffers from epidermolysis bullosa. We also call that EB just to shorten it up. Epidermolysis is not that easy to say unless you've had to say it at a doctor's office 100 million times, as you have, Valerie. It's like when you first hear the word, it's like, what? You get used to saying it, just rolls off your tongue because you have to say it so much.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, we want to recognize Abby. We want to encourage her as she moves forward in this journey. And whatever I can do through the Mark White Show, I want to try to help. Thank you both for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
I hope that you'll tune in to other shows this week as we continue to recognize EB. You're going to find out more about it. And I want you to think about this subject and find ways that you can make a difference in the lives of families who are struggling with EB and encourage these young people. I'm going to close it out with this. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Hi. I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.